Is it just me, or have people become quite rude? Children disrespectful? It seems that common courtesy has become, well, increasingly uncommon. Rudeness is glorified on television, in the movies, on the videos that we watch. You would think that the only way to get people to laugh today is to be crude. Disrespectful is not just a modern problem. In Luke 17, verses 11 through 19, only one of the 10 lepers who was healed from a terrible and deadly disease were even thankful for being healed. In John chapter 7, in verse number 44, Jesus rebuked his host for a lack of manners. During the fall of Israel, Jeremiah laments that the people were disrespectful to the hoary head or to the elderly, Lamentations 5 and verse 12. In describing the decay of the Gentile society, Paul noted that people were insolent and disrespectful, that they were haughty and arrogant and boastful, Romans 1 and verse number 30. In describing the character of the last days, the days that you and I live in, we learn that people will be hostile to various virtues, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. While rudeness will never go away, it will never disappear, Christians must work to stem the tide, to be different than the world. We are to be shining lights in a dark world, Philippians 2 and verse number 15. We are to let our light so shine before men that they will see our good works and glorify our Father, which is in heaven, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 16. Being a Christian is to leave the world behind and to be different because we do things the right way, Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 11. Now, my friends, manners were God's ideal to begin with. He gave us the golden rule in chapter 7 of verse number 12 of the book of Matthew. Jesus set a perfect example for us when he washed his disciples' feet in John chapter 13. Jesus was the king, and yet he humbled himself to serve others. That's what he said we should do in Matthew 20, verses 26 through 28. In fact, as far back as Deuteronomy 32, verses 46 and 47, parents were commanded of God to teach their children. They were to teach them the do's and don'ts of proper conduct. The first and best way to do that is by being a good role model yourself. Our children will imitate us, whether we are doing good or evil. And so as parents, we should model good behavior by doing good things to other people. You know, the scriptures tell us that we ought to train up our children in the way that he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, the phrase "in the way" is to teach a child according to his natural bent. Just as a twig is bent, Alexander Pope said, the tree is inclined. Social skills learned at home can produce the fruits of the Spirit, things such as love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control, Galatians 5 and verse 22. Such skills as listening, opening doors for others, saying please and thank you, things such as you're welcome, listening to your parents, and sharing with others reveals that you possess good manners. Listen to David in Psalm 39 and verse number 1 as he says, I will take heed to my ways that I sin not with my tongue. I will keep my mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me. Let me encourage you to mind your manners.